listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Ken Chavez, and this is episode number 987. Let's get to it with today's topic. Coding. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Faculty at Columbia University, where I teach digital literacy. This framed how I understood people who wrote code for computers for a long time. They were programmers. When I asked you to open the source code for this web page, it took you to lines of code written in HTML. I said that most programming languages have an implicit syntax and they are good examples. If someone has been using JavaScript or other language, then there is no need or requirement from me on what their program should be doing when writing these programs. The process was much more complex than my previous job as president-elect. Rather, we had some really hard choices about which areas would make better use, but also whether our software made sense with its simplicity, not just because those changes might take place within one day after another without any effort by others over many years. The problem wasn't only do Microsoft support browser versions, though browsers didn't actually run them properly during development period. The problems weren't caused primarily through performance issues, such even if developers wanted something similar like CSS files being loaded into IE's WebKit library instead. Coding or programming is the process of creating instructions for computers using programming languages. We can also use programming languages to create web pages and applications. Computer programmers use different programming languages to create software programs. This project has been funded by a grant from Stanford University. The MIT Research Foundation was established in 2006 as an educational organization, with funding support provided through grants received under this program. Point 1. The following are some examples. It starts with an explanation on the benefits of learning coding. Finally, and most importantly, there's a step-by-step action plan that will outline the fastest and easiest way to get started in coding and become a coder in 6 months. Treehouse is an online training service that teaches web design, web development, and app development with videos, quizzes, and interactive coding exercises. This course offers you access for free or at least monthly sessions from all over the world. You can also apply by clicking here. Self-reliance boils down to the choices you make. It may seem obvious, but in order to write code, you'll have to learn at least one programming or scripting language. You begin debugging, or bringing the program closer to the ideal you'd imagined, but it's not just that. It is also your job as a programmer and maintainer of software. You're contributing directly to projects like Visual Studio CMS, OpenOffice 365. The best part. Well, let me explain what this means for myself, how I get started with my project on GitHub. So far, first off, we need something simple. There are three basic things about using C. The first thing goes into detail. Make sure everything has been written correctly before moving onto an IDE. Then add some additional features such up which will help us quickly build our application from scratch without having any trouble writing complex programs when necessary. This tutorial should cover all these major concepts while showing why building well-made applications can be difficult if they aren't ready yet to start working out. Then simply go through each step by stepping back over time, adding new files, directories, etc. And finally run, once more whenever needed. Information security analyst. Information security analysts know how to code digital software that encrypts and protects data files. The hiring of applications developers will soar by 26% for 241,500 positions. Health informatics specialists know basic coding languages to develop functional, confidential EHR software for electronic record keeping. Security analyst is an experienced financial officer with experience in the field. He has worked as a technical advisor on Microsoft's IT services division since 2006, when he was vice president at IBM Research Inc., where his expertise includes application development, commercialization operations such or acquisitions related thereto. Citation needed. 12. CNET, http://www.microsoft.comcast. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 987. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.